If you're just tuning in, here's a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning sedition cliff notes. As the special prosecutor in the Valerie Plame case gets closer to handing down indictment, speculation is swirling about a possible plea deal involving Karl Rove. Insiders say Rove may have agreed to a plea bargain after weeks of wandering around his neighborhood wearing a bathrobe and talking to himself in a failed attempt to cop an insanity plea. Even probation would destroy Rove's career. It would prohibit him from associating with felons, making his work for the administration impossible.
Yeah, right.
Florida is still reeling from the effects of Hurricane Wilma, with long lines for necessities such as food, water, and gas. The situation in parts of South Florida was so bad that the Coast Guard stopped several rafts of people desperately trying to make it to Cuba. To Cuba, folks. Cuba. Elvis Presley topped the Forbes list of dead celebrity money earners, raking in $45 million last year. Elvis topped the list of dead celebrities, making an estimated $45 million a year. Unfortunately, most of that goes to the ghost of Colonel Tom Parker. It was reported that Elvis Presley made $45 million last year, but he actually made $46 million. He spent $1 million on Cadillacs for people he met in the afterlife. Today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. You know why Harriet Myers withdrew, don't you? Because Justice Bot 3.0 is finally operational. Wake up, sheeple. The next Supreme Court justice won't have credentials. It'll have software.
Ooh.